Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 27th of Nissan, 18th of April. Rabbi Rafal Kahan Shlita, controlling words, controlling minds. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmas Reb Shimon Chol Tzvi Ben Reb Avraham Itzkovitz, 9th Yatad Reb Shimon Itzkovitz, Zichron Lebrocha, whose Yatad on Sunday. Also sponsored by Family Goldberg, the Chavetz Simcha Nasir of Hananya Goldberg and Miriam Shane Zubin. Chassid takes place today, Mitz Hashem, Seven Top Model Top, you, Rotzen, Shivan Advice, Demon, Israel, Shane Velissi Law.
The title of the drasha is Controlling Words, Controlling Minds. However, it's a bit of a red herring. We'd like to talk about Hirhur Kedibur, which is Controlling Minds, Controlling Words. The Ran in Psachim Paskins that before you make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, you have to think and you have to know what the day of the Sfira is before you make a bracha. I'm not going to go into his reasoning behind this, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins that this is the halacha lechatchila, that you have to know which day it is before you make a bracha. I once heard a kasha b'shem the stipler as follows. We know there's a sugi in Shas. Is Hirhur, is speaking kedibur, like is Hirhur contemplating, thinking like speaking, or is it not? And machlekes in the Gemara. Ask the stipler, according to the shita that holds Hirhur is like dibur, then surely once I've thought and I've contemplated what the day of the sphere is, then I've already been yetzer my mitzvah. So how could it possibly be that I think about the mitzvah and only afterwards do I make a bracha? I've already been yetzer my mitzvah. How can I make a bracha after I've been yetzer my mitzvah? That's the kasha from the stipler, which hopefully we'll get back to addressing. Before we get to the answer, I'd like to figure out a bit the sugya of Hirhur Kedibur. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem as follows. Rebbe was once asked a shaila. In a Beis Hamerchatz, and he paskened a shaila in the Beis Hamerchatz. Asked the Gemara, Heicha Avet Hachi. How could Rebbe paskin a shayla in Beis Hamerchatz? V'omay Abba Baba Chana Am Rabbi Yechonon B'chol Mokay Mutar Lahareir Chutz V'Beis Hamerchatz Beis Kisei. Surely it's also to be Mahar here, and therefore it's also also to paskin a halacha in a Beis Hamerchatz. Says the Gemara, V'chi Teima B'Loshen Cholom Alei. Maybe Rebbe didn't paskin in Loshen Kodesh. Maybe he answered him in Loshen Chol. He spoke to him in French. The geder of the issa of Hirhur in the Beis HaMerchatz doesn't depend on the language you're using, it depends on the content. Is the content Kedusha or is the content Chol? And therefore, obviously, even if Rebbe did paskan in Lashon Chol, it still would be Asa. Fektos is a kasha. Seeing that the issa to speak in a base to discuss her in the base merchatz is considered is a issa hirhur b'chol mokay mutal har her, then what's the Gemara's havamina that you should be able to paskan in lashon chol? V'afal gav the asa lahar her, there's an issa hirhur, and therefore what's the tzad that in a different language it should be a heta? Neima the ain asa lahar her ela b'lashon hakodesh v'hu her b'lashon chol. Still, we could suggest that the Issa Hirhur ultimately would only be an Issa Hirhur in Lashon Kodesh, not an Issa in Lashon Chol. His Tosfos requires a bit of understanding. What's his Kasha? What's his Teretz? So what we see in his Kasha is that he's taking on that there's no such thing as separating languages in Hirhur. Again, the Issa is Asa Lahar Hir, Beis HaMerchatz. So Ibazai asks Tosfos, if there's an Issa Hirhur, then Ibazai it's Pashat, that there's no difference whether he paskened in Lashon Kodesh or whether he paskened in Lashon Chol. Where does Tosfos take this svara from? There's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Tes Vav. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that when you say Krishma, you can't be Yotza unless you've been Mashmia La'oznei. You have to say Shema in an audible enough way that you can hear. Stamak Gishmak HaMaramokam, the Sefer Charedim goes through Minyan HaMitzvahs by Ivarim, by limbs. The mitzvah of Krishma, he puts in his name with your ears. Akapon is stam a chikav idea. So there's another halacha that Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion of, that you could be yotze Krishma, but call Lashon Shata Shema. You don't have to say Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, the way it's written in the Torah. You could say Shema in any language you'd like to. So, where does Rabbi Yossi learn these two halachas from? From the same words of Shema. Shema means you have to hear, and Shema is b'chol lashon shata shema. The Rishonim want to know, how could Rabbi Yossi possibly learn these two separate concepts? A, that you have to hear yourself, and B, that you could be yotze in any language from the same pasuk of Shema. Says the Rashba Svara, if you don't have to be able to hear yourself, then Nebuzot Mavu in the Sugyas later, that you could also be Yotza by Hirhur. There's no difference between just mumbling the words without being able to hear and being Maharhur. That's Mavu in the Sugyas in Daf Chaf in Brachas. Says the Rashba, if I would be able to be Yotza B'Oifen of Hirhur, then why would I possibly need a pasuk to tell me? Why would I possibly need a pasuk to tell me that I could be yotze in any language? Surely, if I could be yotze with Hirhur, then it's obvious that I could be yotze in any language, because by Hirhur, there's no musug of Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, if I do require a pasuk to tell me that I could be yotze b'chol Lashon Shata Shemeah, that I can be Yotze Krishma in any language, from there itself we see that Bar Karchach, you have to utter the words in a way that you can hear. Because otherwise, I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that I could be Yotze in any language. Ad kan devar Rashba. So we see the Rashba has a shita, that when you could be Yotze something behirhor, or al kaponim, when you're being maharhir, there's no concept of separating languages. So now we know where Tosis is coming from. When Tosis asks the Kasha, if it is an Issa Laharher Bebeis HaMerchatz, then what's the Gemara's Havamina to differentiate between languages? Because Tosis is of the same opinion as the Rashba, that in thought, there is no such thing as separating languages. You can't think in French and you can't think in Chinese. Thought is thought. Thought is Lamalam in her languages. But the problem is, what is Tosis Teretz? Tosis says, Neima de'ein asa laharher ela b'lashon HaKodesh, v'hu here b'lashon Chol. Tosis doesn't explain where he's coming from when he says, no, even though, despite the fact that there's no such thing as being Mahar in different languages, still, the Gemara does make sense that the Gemara has a Havamina that you can be Mahar here in different languages, that there is a concept of separating languages in here. So I'd like to suggest to Teretz,
you just explain, I mean, people do think in different languages.
Right, but
I think in English, yeah.
You think in English, but that's actually thinking in English and thinking in Chinese in halacha would be considered the same thing. There's no separation of languages in here. That's the Rashba Svar. Right? There's no concept of being Mahar in Lashon HaKodesh. If it would be a halacha of saying Krishma in Lashon HaKodesh, then my Hirhur is not considered Lashon HaKodesh. My Hirhur is considered any language. And therefore, hu hadin, when it comes to Issa Laharher Bebeis HaMerchatz, the Gemara can't possibly differentiate between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Chol, because there is no concept of Lashon HaKodesh in Hirhur. All languages are equal.
So just to clarify that, are we saying Hirhurim is not a language, it's feeling, or is it a language, but it doesn't matter which one?
Either tzad works, tachar. So where is Tosis coming from that he says that you can be Mahar in different languages? So what's Tosis Kasha, what's Tosis Teret? So we've established that Tosis is coming from the same Svara as the Rashba. Then here at Kedibo, there's no concept of separating languages. So I'd like to suggest that Tosis is coming from a sugi later on, which discusses the actual definition of this Issa of Asa Lahar Bebeis Merchos. Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun discusses whether, generally speaking, Hirhur is Kedibur, or Hirhur is Lav Kedibur. Gemara says, Hirhur is Kedibur. What's Meraya? Asa Laharhir Bebeis HaMerchatz. From the fact that there's an Issa Hirhur Bebeis HaMerchatz, from here I see Hirhur thinking is like speaking. Because if Hirhur would not be Kedibur, why should there possibly be an Issa Laharhir Dvarim Shebekedusha in the Bebeis HaMerchatz? Says the Gemara, you've got it all wrong. Shani Hasam the Beinan v'haya machanecha kadosh v'leka. The Gemara says there's no issa of hirhur in the Beis Hamerchot due to hirhur kedibo, that my hearing is an erzatz speech, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, that's the one. For my speech, rather the is substitute. Rather, hirhur itself is what is asa. Hirhur itself is what became asa in the Beis Hamerchot, and therefore. Hirhur Avada does have Kedusha. First, the Gemara thinks that the reason why Hirhur is Beis HaMerchatz is Asa is because Hirhur is a substitute for speaking, and Avada the Issa is speaking in the Beis HaMerchatz, and Hirhur is equal to speaking. Says the Gemara, no, Hirhur is not equal to speaking. And yet there is an Issa in the Beis HaMerchatz because Hirhur itself is what's Asa.
So what happens? Just a small point. In the Mokim Sakana, when someone says Krishma, he's scared people might hear it. If he thinks the Krishna, according to this, he's not Yotze. Without speaking, does it by heart in his head.
Right,
is actually saying the words.
So that
any language.
According to which shita?
According to what we just said.
According to the shita, there's a machlekos whether tzarech lashmi la'aznei, whether ain't it tzarech lashmi la'aznei. There's a machlekos whether hera kedibah and hera lav kedibah.
In the Mokim Sakona, if he says Krishna bedibah and he's scared that Goyim may attack him,
yeah,
he's allowed to think it.
The Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Brachos. Mishnah in Brachos says that Balkari Mahara Beliboy, and that is where the Gemara's the Gemara starts off the discussion with the Hirhur Kedibo. And the Gemara says, Lamanda Mahara Kedibo, we see from this Mishnah, Balkari Mahara Beliboy, that your Mekayim Krishma through Hirhur Vaist Ois Hirhur is like speaking. And the Manda Mahara Kedibo, Hirhur Lav Kedibo says, no, really you're not Yotze to the Mitzvah, but still Chachamim Womasakan. That in order that you shouldn't be yeshiva batal, you shouldn't think about Hashem the whole day. Therefore, chacha should be maharer al malchus shemaim, right? But in achanami, it would take a depend whether you yotz the mitzvah will depend on the machlekas here kedibah here lav kedibah will be not depend on the machlekas or the tzarech lashmi lazne in the tzarech lashmi lazne.
If you're in the Beis Hamerchatz and you're thinking to myself, I mustn't think about matters of kodesh here. That's exactly what you're doing. You're teaching yourself thinking halacha in the Beis Hamerchatz.
Yeah, possibly. So Tosfos starts off saying that there's no concept of languages, and yet Tosfos says that really there is a concept of languages by Hirhur Kedibah. What is the difference? What's the Shakavatari in Tosfos? So I'd like to suggest, based on this Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun, is that Tosfos assumed that just like Hirhur Kedibah, the Rashba has a Svara, that you can't separate languages. Hu Hadin, Hirhur itself, you can't separate. You can't separate languages. Answer Tosfos, no. When the Torah requires Hirhur rather than Dibur, and happens to be there's a concept of substituting your Dibur with Hirhur, when the Torah, it's Mechai of Hirhur itself, by Hirhur itself, there is a concept. Of languages. I'd like to use this svara, the difference between Hirhur Kedibo and Hirhur Gufa, to explain another kasha that you can ask on the Rashba. The Gemara in Brachos, beginning of the second parak, discusses whether Lema Kosovar Abonon Kol Atera Be Lashna Kodesh Nemra. So Rishonim have a machlekes, what do these words mean? Lema Kosovar Abonon Kol Atera Be Lashna Kodesh Nemra. It's a Shittas Rashi in Megillah that says that what we're referring to is Kriya Sater. Leining is B'chol Lashon Nemra. And the Rishonim will ask, there's no such concept because we're talking here in Deraisas, and leining every Shabbos is not Deraisa. So comes along Tosfos and says, we're discussing Pasha Zacha, Pasha Para, and all other Kriyas which are Deraisa, like a Seita or a Chalitza, where the Torah requires a Kriya. And when the Torah requires a Kriya, that has to be said Lashon HaKodesh. But the Ravid doesn't like either of these two Pshatim. And he says something very interesting. He says like this: Ela al haTalmud shelamdoi Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, uMoshe lamad Isa liYisrael. So says the Rashba that according to this Gemara's svara, that you can't be yotza that kol haTorah belashon kodesh nemra. He says, "Ein You have to learn dafka, you have to teach Torah, and you have to learn Torah dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Vein Adam Yotzi Deva Hagisa Boy Ela B'Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Ravid, when the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel, says, according to Rabbanon, Kol HaTorah B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, what we're referring to is Mitzvah Talmud Torah, specific Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Yeah, he asks that, he discusses it. Whoever discusses that. Now, surely Torah, there's no difference between, is the no musig of Talmud Torah with thinking? I've added there's a musig of Talmud Torah with thinking. And yet the Rashba says that ain't other mitzvah hagisa boy, ella b'lashna kodesh. So surely the Rashba doesn't stim with the Rashba, who says that there is no such thing as having a mila of languages in Hirhur. Here again, I'd like to use the same svara to answer.
Is
right, very good, good point. So says the Gemara Taka says it's only a havamin. And it's not true, right? But the question the Rishonim want to know is what's this lema kasav rabbanon? What is this havamin that rabbanon hold kolater b'lashna kodesh namer? That's what the Gemara is discussing. But you're right, it's not a maskana. Says the Mechaba Paskins that you don't have to say Birkas HaTorah until you actually start learning with your words. Whereas if you're thinking and learning, if you're a Mahar in the Vintara, there's no Chiyov to say Birkas HaTorah. Fek the Gon, I don't understand. Surely the Ikamit of Talmud Torah is V'Hagisa Boy, which is Hegya in Halev, which is thinking Torah. And Heyois that the Ikamit of Talmud Torah is Hegya in Halev, is thinking Torah. Then why why would you not need to make a bracha on before you start thinking on here? So the question is, what's the machlekas mechaba and the gon? The Bi'alacha explains the machlekas is as follows: Avada the gon is not coming to here or kedeb. The gon believes that you could be yikayim mitzvah Talmud Torah aliday here or gufa. So the Torah has given me two options how to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. One is with my words, V'dibar Tabam. And another way of Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah is V'Hagisa Boy. But not because my V'Hagisa Boy is Her Hor Kadibo. There's two separate tracks of Torah. There's a Torah of V'dibar Tabam, and there's a Torah of V'Hagisa Boy. So Ibazoi, when the Gavit says, the Ravid's very meduk, that he says, if the Torah is required to be either Dibbo or Herhor, and not that Herhor is a substitute for speech, but Herhor itself is what a Kiyom is itself a type of Talmud Torah, there we can taka say that there is a difference between languages. In whether you're learning or thinking in Lashon HaKodesh, you're learning and thinking in other languages. So just to summarize what we've got so far, we've got a Tosfos, a Ravid, and a Rashba who are all pointing in one direction, that there's a difference between Hirhor Kedibo, when my Hirhor is replacing my speech, and Hirhor Gufa, when the Hirhor is itself the Maisa which is described. When Hirhor is itself what's described, and Avada there is yes a concept of thinking in different languages. Whereas when Herhor is a substitute for speaking, then we can't have our Herhor replacing our speech. The question is, what's Takapshat that there's a difference between Herhor Kedibo and Herhor itself? Surely Herhor Kedibo, what is Herhor Kedibo? Herhor Kedibo is my thoughts are equal to my words. They're a way of performing, of speaking. And if by Herhor I can have a concept of separate languages, so then by Herhor Kedibo I can also have a concept of separate languages. So why is it so pasha to the Rashba that if there is a halacha that Shema has to be, that Shema can, you can be Yotza by thinking, right? If I can be Yotza Shema by thinking, why is it so partial to the Rashba that would be a stira to also believing that you can't be Yotza, you require Lashon HaKodesh? Surely, Herhor is like speaking, and by Herhor you can have Lashon HaKodesh, so then Herhor Kedibo also should exist with Lashon HaKodesh. So to answer this question, I think you need to make two hakdamas. One is we have to understand what's Lashon HaKodesh, and two, we need to understand what is Hirur Kedibul. Gemara in Saita says like this, with the gods in the Sis Kapayim, Koy Savarchu Espanei Yisrael. Koy Savarchu Espanei Yisrael. What is the Gemara? I don't have a Gemara here. I can't remember the Nusach, but Koy Savarchu Espanei Yisrael. Something just b'shem Amaferish. Just b'shem Amaferish. You with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Gemara needs a dashing from Psukim that you're right, Koy Savarchu does imply Koy Savarchu, this is how you should make the bracha, does imply Yud Kei Vav Kei. However, we learn from a miyot that you don't need to say that. However, we learn from a miyot that you could be Yotza Berkas Kehanim even Belashan Admos. Problem is, I didn't see Briskrav on the shelf, but the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Zeshmi la'olam, Zezichi l'dor v'dor, K'shem shani nechtav, Lo'y k'shem shani nechtav, ani nikra, nechtav ani b'yudhei, v'nikra ba'alav dalad. What is the Torah telling us? Zeshmi la'olam, Zezichi l'dor v'dor, Lo'y k'shem shani nechtav, ani nikra, that the way to pronounce the word Yud Kei Vav Kei is by saying Lashon Adnos, and the Briskerov discusses several nafkaminas which come out of saying Adnos actually can imply Yud Kei Vav Kei. So, Bezoi, seeing that there's no difference, that the way to pronounce Lashon Adnos is the way to pronounce Lashon Shem HaMeferish is with Lashon Adnos, where does the Gemara come from when the Gemara says, Koy Savarchu Eine Ela B'Shem HaMeferish? What's the Gemara's Havamina? Surely, when the Torah says, give a bracha, and the word which is used is Lashon Shem HaMeferish, the way to pronounce it is Lashon Adnos. What's the Gemara's Havamina? Where did the Gemara see in Koy Savarchu, this is how you should bench, that it's obvious that you need to say the bracha in Shem HaMeferish? I'd like to suggest that the Gemara sees over here, Koy Savarchu doesn't just tell us, Koy Savarchu tells us this is the text. This is the text which is required, which is prescribed in the Torah. And you're right that the way to pronounce the word Yud Kei Vav Kei is by saying Adnos. However, that's not the text that's written in the Torah. So it comes along the Gemara earlier in Saita and says, How do you know that you need to say Nesias Kapayim in Lashon HaKodesh? From Koy Savarchu, this is how you have to say it. The Koy Savarchu implies that Koy Savarchu, which teaches us Lashon HaKodesh and teaches us that duchening needs to be said b'shem HaMeferish, is implying the same thing. This is the text. This is the prescribed text which is required, and that might potentially be pshat in all Lashon HaKodesh. Every time where we require Lashon HaKodesh, so for example, where Shema, what's the tzad that you do need to say Shema in Lashon HaKodesh? V'hoyu, says Gemara, b'havayosan tehei. The way it's written in the Torah, that's the text that you need to use. That's the svar in Lashon HaKodesh. That the Torah is telling you the text which is required. What I'm trying to do over here is say it's not just Lashon HaKodesh is a mila in languages over other languages, but when the Torah requires Lashon HaKodesh, it's a specific text. And this might also apply to the Gemara. When the Gemara says, L'memra, d'kol ha-ter b'loshen ha-kodesh nemra, so again, the Ravid there doesn't just say Talmud Torah. The Ravid says, Ala Talmud shelamda HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, these specific words, which HaKodesh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, and Moshe had a tzivui to go along and teach these specific words to Klal Yisrael, that's where we have a svara that there could only be Lashon HaKodesh. That's hakdama number one. That Lashon HaKodesh is more than a language. Lashon HaKodesh is actually a nusach. But we're still not happy because, again, why does Hira Kedibul not give me this nusach? And for this, you need to come on to the main Gemara of Hira Kedibul, where the Gemara seems to imply that Hira Kedibul might mean that Hira does give me a din of speaking, but Hira Kedibul isn't speaking itself. Gemara says like this: a Baal Keri is not allowed to be Isaac Batera. However, despite not being allowed to be Isaac Batera, in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Krishma, he's Maharher Beliboy. In order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Berkas Hamazon, he's Maharher Beliboy. Says the Gemara. From here I see Zaysay Meres Hera Kedibul. If I could be Yotza with Birkas Amazon and Krishma by contemplating, vice versa, the hearer is like speaking. Frankly, Gemara, since you're telling me that hearer is equal to hearer is like speaking, therefore, the Gabi Isaac Batera, hearer is also like speaking. So why, and the Torah is mate a Balkari, despite the Issa that he's not allowed to learn Torah, he's not allowed to be Isaac Batera, you're telling me he is allowed to be Mahar here. So says Gemara, why are you playing games? Surely, if you're allowing him to be over the Issa of being Isaac Batera, but Oifen Herhor, which is Kedibo, then just let him say the words, Yoitzi Besfasov. There's no, what's the difference between Herhor and Dibor? Surely, either way, he'll be over the Issa of being Isaac Batera. Answers the Gemara, Kedah Ashkechan B'Sinai. By Sinai, when Hashem gave us the Torah, that's where we learned the Klal Yisrael went to have a tefillah, and Balikari weren't at Har Sinai. So from there we learn that the concept of a Balikari not being able to to learn Torah. Now, how was Sinai given over? Sinai was given over Dafka Ba'ofen Dibur. And because Sinai was given over Dafka Ba'ofen Dibur, the Issa of Lasek Batera for a Balkari is Dafka in speaking and not in Herhor. But again, if Herhor is equal to speaking, how can we possibly differentiate between the Isaac Batera of Dibur and the Isaac Batera of Herhor? So I see here that it's Muchach, that Herhor Kedibur doesn't mean Herhor is actually like speaking. And therefore, we find several nafkaminas between Herhor Kedibur and Dibur itself. So one nafkamina is like the Gemara says, Lasek Batera. Another nafkamina is what's relevant to our Rashba, that the Nusach of Lashon HaKodesh, the text of Lashon HaKodesh, you can't achieve if it's Be'ofen Herhor. And that also will get us back to the Kasha that we asked B'Shem the Stipler, that Sphira is accounting. I can't count in my mind. I'm required to say, to think Dafka. I'm required to say the words Dafka. Now, what about Maharher Beliboy? What about Maharher Beis Marachot? What's the Maila of being Maharher? Why the Tosfos Harash? Tosfos Harash asks a question. According to the Sheta Herhor Kedibo, why do I need a pasuk to tell me? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that there's an Issa Laharher Bebeis HaMerchatz, typically that Herhor itself is a form of speaking? Answers the Tosfos Harash that Chaim Heim L'Moitza Ehem, that the Torah's Maila is Dafka when you're speaking. And that is going to explain to us also the Svar of Kala Torah B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra and Mahar Bebeis HaMerchatz, that even Amad Amahir Kedibo, we could still differentiate between learning with your mouth and learning with your thoughts. What's taka the difference? What's the maila of Chaim Heim L'Moitzayim? Don't know if I've still got a minute. Can I just go on for a minute? Yeah. The pasuk says, "B'chol hamakom asher azkes shemi over elecho berachticha." Asks Maram Chagiz, why do we say what's pshat in the Torah? "B'chol hamakom asher azke es shemi." Surely it should say "B'chol hamakom asher." Tazkes Shmi, when you mention my name, I will come and bless you. Why is it B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkes Shmi? Says Maram Chagiz, one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, I think might have been the first Rav of Yerushalayim. He says, based on Kisvei Ari, Asvar, Yom Kippur Davening, we say, K'she Yashem HaMafarish Yoytzei Mipi Kayin Gadol. The Arizal is Medayek. Why is Shema Mefarish Yoytze Mipikayin Gadol? Why is it not Kshay Hayikayin Gadol Oime Shema Mefarish? Says the Arizal that the Kayin Gadol didn't utter the words. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who was speaking with Migreinoi of the Kayin Gadol. Shechina Medaberes Mitech Greinoi. That's what Arizal says. So Shtelz Tzu Maram Chagiz Hu Adin B'chol HaMokai Masha Azke Es Shemi. Whatever this pasuk is talking about is not pshat that you say it. It's asher azkes shemi. Now, what is this pasuk talking about? Says the Mishnah in Avos, minayin shafilu echad yoshev v'sheina shakadosh baruch hu masha shechinasei alav shneva b'chol hamakom masha azkes shemi ave elecha berachticha. Says Maram Chagiz that if one person is learning Torah and the words that are being uttered are not his words. It's Shechina Medaberes B'Teich Greinai. And that's Taka the Maila of Chaimim L'Maitzaehem, Dafka L'Maitzim B'Peh, and that's the Maila of Torah. Just the Nechama, you'd think, maybe you start your day the Torah away, you're listening, you're not speaking, of Estach Mavur in the Sugya, that Ashkechon B'Sinai, says Tosfos, that what happened by Sinai, Hashem spoke to the Yidden. What did he say to the Yidden? It was Shemea Ka'ina. The Makar of Lasik B'Torah's Dafka with speaking is through Shemea Ka'ina. What Shemea Ka'ina explains the Brisker of, that when you're being spoken to, you might not be answering and there's nothing, might not be any words required of you, but you're being spoken to, that makes you an active player in the conversation. And that itself is like speaking. So Avada, when you're listening to a share, also you have the ma'ala of Chaim Heim and Meitzayim, B'chalamokha Masha'aske Eshmi. Thank you very much.